Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Kirk Chaffetz back on the show. Kirk is an award-winning journalist. Folks, once upon a time, at least, he was. He's now an award-winning CEO of a great international marketing firm called Story Worldwide. He's the author of an outstanding book that I started telling you about a long time ago, Thinking Inside the Box, and he's our good friend Kirk Chaffetz. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Kirk, folks, is the guy who several years ago said this term to me, post-advertising. He used that term, and it really, nothing helped crystallize all the ideas that I had in my head about where things were going with regard to you and me going to market than that term, Kirk, post-advertising. And as you know, you created a monster when you did that, because I've been you know, working fast and furious on what that was going to look like for small business ever since. But recently I reread something I'd read before on that I want you to talk about this today, and that's your ideas, not just your ideas, but what the general understanding of how that post advertising is going to manifest, and it's all around content, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. There's broad general agreement in the marketing business these days that content, stories, in fact, what are usually termed a brand story, is at the heart of any advertising strategy going forward.
Right. But there's different kinds of content. And, you know, and of course, Kirk, as you know, back in the 90s when everybody was chasing eyeballs, I didn't know how to chase eyeballs. I knew how to create content. And I told my folks here, I said, we just have to hang on till people get their, you know, their sanity comes back. And so the good news is that's where we are right now. Content is becoming king, if not already. And not to be confused with cash is king, folks. That's the operating side. We're not talking about operating. We're talking about marketing now. So talk to us about the different kinds of content.
Well, I think what has happened in this new era, right? The landscape used to be very simple. And if you can come, you know, revisit with me our glorious past when there were three television networks,
right.
Three radio networks,
and I was my father's remote control.
Right. Exactly. You've got the right era now. And in those days, the first and most important question that any marketing person asked in a meeting about strategy was, well, how much of our money should we put into TV? And, you know, that's what's called a channel conversation, mm-hmm. Right? What channel of media should I use? Should I use television? Should I use radio? Should I use a billboard? That used to be the conversation. Here's the problem. There are now, for all practical purposes, an infinite number of channels.
They're not thousands or millions, folks. It's infinite.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you and I sat down to create a marketing strategy and our first question was, what channel should we use? We would be there for the rest of our lives without ever arriving at a meaningful decision.
Right.
The real question now is, what of three strategic forms of media do I want to use? And those three strategic forms of media are paid media, owned media, and earned media. And each of them has its own kind of content, and each of them has a very specific purpose. And it's really understanding what they are and what job they do best that leads to a meaningful marketing strategy
era. And even though there are variations on each one of these themes that sometimes make people think that there are more than three, essentially, these are the fundamental three, aren't they?
They are.
Paid, owned, and earned.
And
define paid quickly. Give me short definitions of all three.
Okay. Paid is any media that you pay for. It's a TV ad. It may be a promoted tweet on Twitter.
Right.
It's paid search. It's media you pay for.
Okay.
Owned is media you create yourself and you own the copyright to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the blog you write about your business.
Right.
That's the copy or the words and pictures
on your Facebook
page. A YouTube
video or something like that.
Exactly.
Right.
You own that media.
And earned?
And earned is the free stuff you get from people imitating, commenting on, sharing, passing along,
right,
and in other ways manipulating your content.
If the owned YouTube thing that you do goes viral, that's earned.
Absolutely. Each of those 6.5 million reshares and views, that's earned.
We're going to talk about this.
It cost you an extra nickel.
We're going to talk about how this applies to your small business with our good friend Kirk Chaffetz after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.